It all started one morning at 2:30. I was on watch, lying on the deck, pulling on my pipe, staring out at the blackness, the phosphorescent foam crashing across the reef, when, out of the corner of my eye, I noticed something show up for a second, something the light had touched. I waited for the light to come around again, and when she did, there it was, a three-master. A big one, about a half mile off and coming down out of the north-northwest, coming straight for us. You must understand, our light was where it was for a very good reason. Dangerous submerged reefs surrounded us and the ships kept clear. But this one, this sailing vessel, was coming straight on. I went over to the galley door and yelled, "Luis! Luis!
What is it?"
"Ship headed for the reef.
Coming right up."
I had the glasses out now. I couldn't read her name, but I could see her quite plainly. All sail set, and the foam creaming away under her bow. Beautiful lines. A Dutch ship, I guessed her. But why didn't she turn?
Ship? Where?
North, northwest. The light will touch her in a moment.
A three-master.
Look at her. She just keeps coming on.
Can't they see?
What? What is it?
Watch, north, northwest.
Ah, I know what it is. The Dutchman.
What?
The Flying Dutchman. We did a play about her once. Oh, what a performance. Oh. Ye ghastly galleon, hag-ridden, curse-ridden.
Shut up, will you? She's laughing.
Yes.
Sloppy way to come about. Ah, she's derelict, that's it.
Derelict?
Abandoned. The crew left her for some reason or other, but instead of sinking, she's gone on, running before every wind.
She'll not run long, not with these reefs to break her up.
Beautiful ship. Why would men leave a beautiful ship like that?